It is Friday, June 23rd, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Do you think we should tell them we have company?
Okay, so we have to come straight because of scheduling issues that you and I have this week. We're actually recording this on late Wednesday.
Right.
I had to come back from the veterinarian. No, I mean, I had taken my dog.
Raina's here with us.
Right. So
if you hear weird panting and stuff, it's neither one of us. We're fine. It's Raina, and she's fine, too.
If a squirrel or a fawn runs by, you might hear barking.
She is not like my dog that I had to go to the emergency vet with because she's so fast she can eat the back end of your sandwich while you're taking a bite of the front end.
So we've admitted that it's Wednesday afternoon when we record this, but we're still going to talk about what's going on in the next few days.
We are, and we're going to still kind of stay with the road less traveled theme, except that many people travel the road to opera in the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that many people also have lived here for years and never been.
Yeah.
This is the 67th year.
Kind of the granddaddy of arts. I mean, I know there's Fort Smith Little Theater,
mm-hmm.
but
I think Fort Smith Little Theater and the Art Center of the Ozarks and Opera in the Ozarks are probably the grand dames of
Fort Smith Symphony's in there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Opera in the Ozarks is exactly what it sounds like. They bring in two groups of singers. One they call emerging, and those have finished bachelor's or master's degrees, and they're kind of looking for their first big gig. And they bring in studio artists who are younger singers who are usually still studying. And what brings them mostly here, besides great coaching, is that they get stage time with an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Even the baby singers.
A lot of it, too.
The studio artists get to do the children's theater presentation for the summer. So they get leading roles in that. Plus, they get chorus roles in the three operas that are performed in repertory for 2 months. I know nothing about opera. Zip, zilch, nothing. I know that it's a fun experience to go up there and sit in a hall that is now mostly air-conditioned.
Mostly, yes.
And watch opera. And if it's in another language, there are super titles, mm-hmm. so you can read it. And this year, two out of the three shows you know if you know anything about opera, The Marriage of Figaro.
Mozart.
And Carmen.
Bizet.
And the third one is Susanna, which I know nothing about. But I had to laugh when their director, Nancy Price, talked about the three operas. She says, The Marriage of Figaro... In The Marriage of Figaro, Count Almaviva tries to exercise his feudal right to sleep with his servant, Susanna. He gets outsmarted by the servant, but not before he has emotionally abused his loving wife. Okay, this sounds like fun, right? Carmen uses her power over Don Jose to further her own wants, but ultimately her abuse of him ends in her death. More fun.
Right.
And in Susanna, the townspeople use their communal power, fueled by narrow-minded religious fervor, to try to control the free-spirited girl who wants to see the world.
These are PG-13 themes.
If you're looking for me, I'm going to be watching Jack and the Beanstalk.
Which is their youth production.
Which
this
is
year.
The children's opera. It's a reimagining by a guy named John Davies who does this, who takes the fairy tale story and then takes other music you know. In this case, music by Sir Arthur Sullivan, as in Gilbert and.
Right.
And creates a new imagining of the fairy tale. There are times you can see it, too, even if you're an adult.
And the Jack and the Beanstalk isn't just at Inspiration Point. I think it's going to be at different places like libraries and...
As is the opera.
It goes to Arendt Art Center at times.
It goes to Arendt Art Center for one production of each show.
And that's usually on a Sunday?
It starts today, runs through July 21st, 19 performances at Opera in the Ozarks, and July 2nd, 9th, and 16th. Are those Sundays?
Yep.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
At Arendt Art Center. Tickets are $10 to $30. You can get a three-ticket package for $60 to $80 at opera.org. Now, also, there are three children's shows happening this weekend.
Right, and two of them, I think, are from Trike Theater.
Two from Trike Theater, one from Arts Live. And if you think you only go see these shows if you have kids in these shows, you might want to rethink that because there's so much fun. Trike is doing, in repertory, two shows. Kids in grades 3 to 6 are working on a production of Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time.
First published in 1963 and some... some really interesting stuff.
How does he know these things?
Well, I was first published in 1963.
Ah, yeah. Okay. And kids in grades 7 to 12 are performing the Odyssey.
Which
predates you, I think.
Yes. Yes, it does. Really, the first successful sequel of all time.
Also true.
Because it followed, you know, the Iliad.
It did. So the kids are there for 3 weeks and trade off. Like if they're working on stage in the morning, the younger ones are doing that. The older ones are doing backstage work. And then they all come together. And I've watched Trike do their pre-show warm-up before. And it's just grand. It is one of the most fun things you'll ever see.
White Auditorium.
2 o'clock. Okay, A Wrinkle in Time. 2 o'clock today.
And then Saturday night.
And 6 o'clock Saturday. The Odyssey, 6 o'clock today and 2 o'clock Saturday. It's $10 to get in. TriketTheater.org. Now, Arts Live is doing another original script. Sherlock Holmes School of Mystery. If Mark Landon Smith ever quits writing plays, the world will be a poorer place.
And he never will.
Jules Taylor is directing it. 17 kids in the cast. And it just looks like fun. And then the fun thing, as Jules pointed out, is that if these scripts are published, the first cast is in that script.
And
just as though that first cast was on Broadway.
And if you don't know, Marks get published all the time and produced all the time. Everywhere, all over the world.
So these kids will be in that first script if it's published. And it's just
cool.
Sherlock Holmes School of Mystery at 7 today and Saturday, and 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. So 2 and 7 tomorrow.
Right.
2 on Sunday. At Arts Live Theater at 818 Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. Tickets are $7 to $9.
All right.
And one more quickie. Everybody's putting up artwork now.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. And one of the places that has, I believe, its first exhibition is Ramo de Olivo.
Yes.
In Bentonville. It is a shop that sells olive oil.
Right.
And vinegar and wine, and I believe they have like a snack bar,
they got
deli.
A wide variety.
And the first art show, I think, is a gentleman named Tom Hohen. He works for Walmart. He's in charge of their social media. And he travels. Mm-hmm. And he takes photographs, mm-hmm. and then he paints from those photographs, and his stuff is beautiful. As far as I know, he's completely self-taught, as was his father. And he said when his dad passed away, he picked up his paints and brushes and followed the same path. And he has this dedication to downtown Bentonville that's really cool. He said when he came here 5 years ago, I think, the realtors tried to take him to the suburbs. 5 years ago, Crystal Bridges was about to open.
Mm.
And he said, no, I think I want to live downtown.
Smart man.
Something cool's going to happen. And now he's on, you know, committees and boards. And he says, what I like is you can be part of the growing, shaping, and molding of this community. That's pretty exciting.
That's cool.
So you can see his work throughout the month of June on Main Street in Bentonville.
Very good. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.